This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Each of these media creates a new environment. It creates a new situation for human association and human perception. Any medium at all creates a new pattern, a new atmosphere, a new environment of human perception, which works upon the whole man. It works upon the whole society. That is the effect of a medium. It has that total pervasive effect. That is the message, that social change that is brought about. The content of the medium is never the message, because the content is all to the old medium.
From the vast wells of the Great White North for the week of December the 12th, 2016, it's TVA, a Canadian perspective on television from north and south of the 49th parallel. I'm Anthony Marco.
And I'm Greg David.
And we would like you to put your television on mute for episode 217 of TVA, the podcast. Greg, it's been a while, my friend.
It has. Busy time of year.
We missed a week. A week got away from us.
That's
that
right.
Way.
Yes.
Now, it is the holiday season, so even just regular television gets subsumed by Christmas specials, which we might talk about a bit later. There's the tease.
Indeed.
A little tease. And so we've got, there's a contest. We're going to be talking about today, and a survey, my most important survey of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I am just going to enjoy the fact that we are, we're talking about a whole bunch of these titles all over again. It's the end of the year best podcast title of the year survey.
Yes.
Contest.
Yes.
Whatever.
Poll.
I don't know how that goes. Poll. There you go. We're polling the electorate. Hey-o. not tons of news.
No.
I dare say.
Yeah, like you said, things are quieting down and will be quiet until the 1st of January when everything starts back up again with mid-season programming.
Yes, with the mid-season premieres.
Premieres and debuts.
Yes, exactly. The debut. Can we please have a new debut? Oh, jeez. Okay, so first of all, before we get into any of the stuff that we're going to talk about, we have to, because people would shoot us out of a cannon if we didn't do this. It's time for the beverage update. And breaking the fourth wall, we are recording in the middle of the afternoon, Greg, so...
Yes.
It may be understandable if you're not imbibing yet.
No, I am not imbibing yet. I think what I'm going to have tonight, though, is I have the slow cooker going, and I am slow cooking a pork shoulder. So we're going to be having some shredded pork with barbecue sauce tonight. So I believe I will be having a beer of some kind, probably something from Mill Street, the folks at Mill Street. It might be 100th Meridian, or it might be a Mill Street Organic.
100th Meridian. I understand that's where the Great Plains begin.
They do. And I left that wide open for you because I knew that you would jump all over that.
Yes.
That's what I will be having, probably one of those two. What about yourself? What have you gotten anything Christmassy?
Well, put it this way: I'm not enjoying an alcoholic beverage right yet. What I am enjoying right now, though, even though this won't count for my beverage update, this is I'll talk more about beverage features. But I am enjoying a glass of apple cider purchased from the farmer's market, which is still open. There's a small little farmer's market that opens off Ottawa Street in Hamilton, and one of the local orchards comes up there and sells apple cider. So.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so I am enjoying an apple cider right now, but what I will be enjoying later is, actually used this before, I'm not sure, but I'm going back to old granddad.
Yes, you have mentioned that before.
I have mentioned it. I forget whether I've used it for my actual update or not. So I'm going back to old granddad, and I'm going to channel Sam Elliott here from a review from the Whiskey Jug website.
Okay.
So this is the tasting notes from old granddad. Doesn't that sound gross?
It does.
It's old grad tasting old granddad. All right. The taste is where old granddad really shines. Caramel, vanilla, cinnamon, corn, nutmeg, and some pepper are the principal flavors. There are some very sweet dessert-like qualities to this bourbon with candied nuts, cherries, and a hint of fruit. Adding water or ice enhances the caramel and vanilla, while simultaneously bringing out some additional savory notes of brown butter and something that reminds me of sage.
I wonder what you were going to say there. I thought maybe it was going to be something that reminds me of Satan.
Well, I don't know.
some pepper, not a lot of pepper, just some pepper. A smidgen of pepper.
There you go. There's old granddad. By the way, old granddad, it's if you can find it, it's a good affordable bourbon.
Okay.
It ain't high end. It's an affordable bourbon.
All right, it's an affordable bourbon.
So you shouldn't be afraid to, even though I don't mix bourbon generally, you shouldn't be afraid to mix it if you wish.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It may be a good mixable one for you. So we're going to jump into the... Oh, no, before we get to the calendar. I was getting you ready.
You were.
Before we get to the calendar, we've got a contest.
We do.
Or as I like to say, a contest.
A contest, yes. Yes, this is a contest. You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable, I think.
Indeed, I am.
Oh, that's so old. And I can't believe I went for that. That's as bad as a dad joke.
I left the door wide open for you there. And
I waltzed right through. I minced right through. Because it's the holidays, I thought that we would give something away. And so I have a copy of Investigating Murdoch Mysteries, the official companion to the series. And this was put out a couple of years ago, written by co-executive producer Michelle Ricci. And it is basically, you know, episodic information, character analysis, behind the scenes looks into wardrobe and makeup and basically how Murdoch Mysteries is put together. So I thought I would give away a copy of it. So if you go to tva.com, it is at the top of the page. It basically says, it's very obvious, it says, win a copy of Investigating Murdoch Mysteries. And what I want people to do is to go down to the bottom of the page and give me your story about describing your most memorable Christmas ever. It could be a Christmas present that you received, like maybe you got a puppy or a cat or a bike or a car, or maybe it was just a story about something that was memorable with regard to your family. A favorite holiday memory, that's what I'm looking for. So I need people to comment at the bottom of the page, and I'm going to be picking a winner on Friday, December the 16th at noon Eastern time, and I'm going to make the announcement on that page, and I will be shipping the copy out next week, so you will indeed have it in time for Christmas.
Now, is this edition of the book signed by Greg David?
It is not signed by me because I don't want to bring down the value of the book. The book is shrink wrapped. It has not been touched or marred in any way, and it's in celebration of the Murdoch Mystery special episode, "Once Upon a Murdoch Christmas," that is airing Monday night. We're recording on Monday, so it's airing tonight at 8 p.m. It's a 2-hour episode. So I said, hey, let's give some stuff away to the fans.
So what you're saying, Greg, is that even if you're not a big fan of Murdoch Mysteries, and really, I mean, that's what, only 12 people across the country now?
Probably.
Even if you're not a big fan of Murdoch Mysteries, because it's shrink-wrapped, if you know someone who's a fan, it is imminently regiftable, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. If you're not a fan, you can give it to somebody that is a fan, or you can go on eBay and sell it.
Well, then you should sign it.
Like I said, I don't want to bring down the value of the book.
All right, then. It's time to move into the calendar. There we go. My favorite time of the year. Not a lot happening over the next couple of weeks, but a couple things. So, for instance, tomorrow night, Tuesday the 13th, we have the season finale of Mohawk Girls. It seems like we just talked about the premiere a couple of weeks ago, but... It is what, only, I think it's 6 or 8 episodes, if I'm not mistaken?
I think it was, it was 6 episodes. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Season finale.
So, and do they do the season part A and B kind of things, or the season is 6 episodes and that's it?
No, the season is 6 episodes and that'll be it.
So that's coming up on Tuesday, if you're a fan. And APTN, the one thing that I will always give them credit for is they seem to put everything on their website, which is awesome.
Yeah, they're really, really good about doing that and leaving it up on the website as well. I was talking to somebody a week ago who she mentioned the fact that she just started watching Blackstone on the APTN website and loved the fact that every season was on there.
Yeah, it is awesome. On the 18th, which is next Sunday... Canada's Smartest Person season finale.
Yes, I actually haven't been watching this season. I keep forgetting that the show is on, but people are tuning in and watching it. They've been awarding one winner out of 3 people every week. I think that's how it works. And then there's the grand finale on the 18th when someone will be able to brag about being Canada's smartest person.
Right. Someone will be able to brag about being Canada's smartest person as determined by the Canada's Smartest Person TV show.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that makes it official somehow, doesn't it?
I don't know, because as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if you're really Canada's smartest person, aren't you like out there probably making a bunch of money right now?
Yeah, that's true.
You're not on a TV show for CBC trying to prove you're the smartest person?
Right.
I'm just saying. The only other thing that we have, because let's face it, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, and a lot of shows take their short hiatus, their fall finale, all of that stuff. On Crave TV, on Christmas Day, if you're a fan, you get the return of Letterkenny.
Yeah, and this is some stunt programming. Season one of Letterkenny debuted after the Super Bowl last year, so the folks over at Bell Media have decided, hey, let's do a little bit more stunt programming. So they're dropping all 6 episodes of Letterkenny on Christmas Day. I believe it's 12:01. So once you're done opening your presents and having dinner with your family and you're tired of everybody and just want to go off somewhere, you can go off and watch 6 episodes of Letterkenny. Season 2 dropping on the 25th, like you said, and they head into production on season 3 of Letterkenny in February.
Now, Greg, we do have to say that we have a bone to pick with Crave TV.
What's the bone?
The bone we have to pick is the fact that The West Wing is no longer on Crave TV.
I know, and I didn't know that until fellow listener, friend of the website, Dave Broadbeck, posted that. So I didn't know that, and I crammed in as many episodes as I could, but now it's gone.
Jay and I have been doing the same, and she, like, literally we went from halfway through season 2 to the end of season 3. Over the span of about a week.
Yeah, yeah. I got 3/4 of the way through season 4. So As we've kind of everybody was saying on social media, we're hoping, crossing our fingers, that either it comes back or that it moves over to Netflix.
Well, it was on Netflix at one point.
It was, because that was when I first started watching. It was on Netflix and then noticed that it was on Crave.
In fact, I think there was a crossover period where it was on both for a short period.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Now, what have you heard about Amazon Prime TV coming into Canada?
I haven't heard anything. There were a couple of weeks ago, the head over at Bell Media got up in front of the CRTC and said that as of December the 1st, Amazon Prime was going to be available here in Canada. All of the news outlets picked up on that, including myself. I was tweeting that information out and telling everybody that I knew how exciting that news was. Turns out it wasn't true. I keep Googling the information, and there's just no new information popping up about it. We do know that it's going to be happening for sure. I don't think that it's going to happen before the end of the year. I'm hoping that I'm wrong, but it will be coming. If it doesn't come before the end of this year, we're certainly going to get it sometime next year. So there is good news.
So one of the hosts of Top Gear, which is showing on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson, who actually made mention of the fact that it's going global. Now, he didn't have a date necessarily.
No, he didn't have a date. And that was what was kind of the thing that lent credence to the Bell Media statement, was because Jeremy Clarkson tweeted that out, and then the next day or within 2 days that announcement was made. So that got everybody excited.
Right. So
fake news. Fake news.
Yes. We're all about the fake news now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That closes off the calendar. It is a lighter news week this week, but we got a couple things we're gonna toss your way. One is the fact that TVO's Hard Rock Medical, which we've talked about on this show for the past couple seasons as it started up, is got a premiere date. It's not just its spring premiere date, but its actual only premiere date.
Well, yeah, the episodes on...
Or it's TVO premiere date.
Yeah, it's TVO premiere date, because APTN broadcasts Hard Rock Medical as a second window. So Sunday, January the 8th at 8 p.m. on TVO, and all new episodes will be available on demand at TVO.org following the January 8th episode. Now that tells me, the wording of that makes it sound like either all of those episodes are... All 9 new episodes are dropping all at once, or perhaps they're just following... The broadcast.
Online. It sounds like all of the new episodes.
Yes.
Will be available on demand. It doesn't just say new episodes.
No.
Will be available on demand following broadcast. So it sounds like the entire season is going to go online. But I don't think that's a bad thing, because to be honest with you, the Venn crossover between those who would watch it on TVO and those who would go to the TVO website to watch it, I don't think you're dealing with a ton of people.
No, and what you're doing
crossover.
Yeah, what you're doing is opening the website up to access the episodes to people out, you know, across the rest of the country, because TVO is only broadcast here in Ontario. So that is a smart move.
Yeah.
The big change with regard to this season of Hard Rock Medical is that they changed production. They went to North Bay, Ontario to do a partnership with a university in North Bay. They were working with the school at with Canadore College, excuse me. They were working with the students there. They were teaching them how to work in the editing suite. So these kids were actually learning how to make a television show by working on the post-production for our Hard Rock Medical, which I think is a really great idea.
Well, it is, and it's one of the mandates of TVO, quite frankly.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, as a public television provider, and in this case, a provincial public television provider, TVO has always had a huge, huge part of their mandate has been towards education. So,
absolutely.
And if it saves them money in the process, I'm sure they don't mind.
There you go.
Exactly.
Student labor is the cheapest labor, isn't it?
It tends to be, especially if it's for credit.
Yeah.
Patrick McKenna is back again, by the way.
Yeah, Patrick McKenna back. And Northern Ontario favorite Stefan Paquette.
Nah, there you go. There you go. Not Stefan Richer, though.
No.
No.
Mais
non.
Sorry.
It's okay. Now, the other thing we have to talk about is we really haven't talked about it, and it launched a few weeks ago. What was it, December 1st that it launched?
Yes.
December 1st. Was the launch of Pick and Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been talking about on the podcast, and you know, Diane and I have been talking about it for ages and ages and ages, going way, way back, thinking, you know, this could be the panacea, this could be the... And so the CRTC mandated, that sounds sexist, by the way.
Person dated?
Yes. Being dated? Yeah. I don't know. Mandated that you had to, that all of the cable and satellite subscribers, anyone who's providing... television had to provide a pick and pay, some kind of system whereby if you wanted to get one channel and that's it, you could get that one channel.
Right.
And in most cases, the costs of getting these single channels has become way, way out of the value proposition for most people. So in other words, right now you get the one channel you want in a package which costs you, you know, $10 a month. But if you buy the one channel on its own, it's $9 a month.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, this is, you know, you're allowed to keep the package that you have. But if you want to go with a basic package, it's going to cost you $25 right away. And then depending on the cable provider that you go with, the PVR may or may not be included in that. And then, yeah, the channel prices that I've seen have been anywhere from $4 to $5 to $6 up to $7 for an individual channel. But if you want HBO or the Movie Network or any of the sports channels, by and large, they're all part of a package. So you can't necessarily get a channel on its own. In some cases, you can get TSN or Sportsnet on their own, but you can't get any of the movie channels or HBO by themselves. You've got to pay for them as a package. And the most that I've seen was with Bell Media, and it was $24 a month to get all of the movie channels as part of their package.
Right.
So you jump... If you could jump from very easily from $25 to $50 if you have a movie package, and then if you're having to rent the PVR on top of that, that's probably another $10 to $15. So very quickly, you're, you know, around $75 to $80, which is actually what I'm already paying for the package that I have at Rogers, and you know, so that means that I'll stick with it.
Right. Now, I will say, so we moved, when we moved into the new house back at the end of August, we moved over to Skinny Basic. And that's all we're paying for is Skinny Basic right now. But what has... And when we first got here, my partner, she was all upset because, you know, you flipped all these channels you used to get and you're not getting them anymore. But most of the shows that you would want to watch, if they're not on the high premium HBO AMC, which, you know, you might be able to find through other methods, either, you know, you wait half a year and they appear on a streaming service or whatever. Most of the network shows that you want to watch... first of all, I do have a PVR, but we don't use that too often. What we're using more and more is just the little on-demand service that comes with your cable box.
Yeah, It's all about, you know, you're changing your viewing habits, and that's the way, that's what people have to think of when they want to do this. You need to be really creative about your viewing habits, and if you can go on to a network website the next day and watch an episode there, do what you guys are doing, then, you know, that's the way that you, you know, you're getting your TV. You just have to be willing to take those little extra steps.
Like, I mean, I can say last weekend, for instance, last week there was a three-part crossover episode between, I think it was The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, and Supergirl.
Was the crossover as part of Supergirl as well?
Actually, maybe she was just in the episode.
She was in the episodes. I don't think it crossed over to her show.
I apologize.
And the reason why I don't think it crossed over to her show was because I don't know if they'd planned well enough in advance. Because remember, the show Supergirl actually moved from CBS to
CW.
Right. So maybe it wasn't part of the plan last year or whatever. But yeah, so they had this three-part crossover. So literally, after the last episode, I went on there, watched all three parts of it over a span of 3 hours on demand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of people are used to PVRing stuff now, but they aren't quite as used to using the on-demand.
Yeah, and actually, it's great that you bring that up, because the exact same thing happened with myself. I missed the season finale of Pitch. My PVR didn't record it. I think it got changed to a different time. So I totally forgot that I could go to Rogers On Demand, and that was where I ended up going to watch it. Now, you can't fast forward. Do you guys have Rogers?
Yes.
So you can't fast forward through anything. You just have to sit there.
You can't fast forward. And don't get me wrong, I don't. If they show me one 15-second commercial every 5 minutes, I really don't care. So
yeah, I don't mind that. What I accidentally did was I screwed something up and ended up having to rewatch the entire episode all over again.
Yes, and that's the part that bothers me. So like, so I'll start watching it, and like 20 minutes in, if I nod off, then it's like, oh, I gotta start watching it from the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, So yeah, that sometimes sucks a bit. But I mean, hey, it's a nice little feature. I don't think as many people are using it. Now, the thing that sucks is some shows, I've noticed some shows will have like every episode from the season. Like I think Arrow has all the way back to episode one left up there. And some shows, you've got like two episodes deep and then it's gone.
Yeah, you got to keep on top of that and make sure that you make a note of when they expire. You're right.
So the CRTC is telling people that if you don't like the pick and pay options that your cable provider has offered, then shop around.
Shop around.
This is the solution for the CRTC. So JP Blain is now going out there and he's saying, we do what we can, but you figure it out.
Yes. And that's hilarious that you mentioned that, because they had made this point about putting up on their website kind of a checklist, and it really isn't helpful at all. It actually says, you know, sit down with your family, figure out what the most important television shows and channels are. Like, it's just so basic. Like, I thought that they were going to really help guide Canadians to make these decisions. But essentially, that's what they're saying is, you know, call around. Figure out the best deal, which is really what you should be doing anyway. If you pay for cable or internet or cell phone service or even home phone service, you should be calling around to different providers and figuring out what the best deal is. And you should certainly be doing that when it comes to TV.
Here's the point, and people don't realize this. They are public airwaves. Like, ultimately, they're public airwaves. I mean, and, you know, if you want it, like, I mean, there's a reason why people called it pirate radio at the time. And you couldn't infringe on somebody else's frequency, because it's possible to do that. You know, like, I mean, even with television now, if you had a high enough video broadcast, I'm sure you could figure out a way that you could usurp some channel in your local area if you were using an antenna.
Yeah.
And actually show it on somebody's TV.
Right.
I'm wondering if we're getting to the point now where the new wave of television will be through antennas again. In other words, all the major networks are going to move towards digital, and let them move off of their public airwaves, and instead give the public airwaves back, like the through the air antenna airwaves, back to community stations.
Yeah. Well, certainly we're seeing people, when they're cable cutting, that's what people are tending to do, is they're going back to the old school way of doing it, you know, with the antenna. So yeah, you might be right.
Might be an interesting thing to like. I mean, obviously, CBC, you'll always want them to have that presence, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of what they do. But I mean, it would be interesting to see, you know what, we're going to start up this this little, this hip little TV channel, and you're going to be able to get it if you have an antenna. And if you don't have one, they cost like $25. And if it's something that you're pumping out locally, any antenna that you buy in a store should be able to get something locally.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I think we got the makings of a pump up the volume television edition.
I think we do. You're right.
Exactly. The last thing that we're going to kind of chip in on is the idea that because it is the holidays coming forward, I thought we'd maybe just end with a little fireside chat here on some of our favorite television holiday practices. It doesn't necessarily have to be Canadian, because I think you'd be hard-pressed, other than watching the Raccoons Christmas special or watching Rita McNeil, perhaps to find something that you would do Canadian where you would involve television. But I think there are enough North American things that people choose to do every year.
Yeah, CBC, of course, every year they do, the Royal Canadian Air Force does their New Year's Eve special, and that has been recorded. They spent two nights recording that last week. But yeah, you're right. I think there's a Christmas episode of Saving Hope that I remember reviewing. There was certainly an ugly sweater contest in that episode of Saving Hope. But you're right, there aren't any specific episodes. For me, I find that I can't beat, it's not really Christmas for me unless I've seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the Rankin-Bass special. Same thing with Frosty the Snowman and Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And then for movies, Elf has quickly become a favorite in our house, along with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And I didn't like that when it first came out, but it's really grown on me. And even Home Alone I'll sit through now.
See, Christmas Vacation is, my partner loves that film. Yeah. To the point where we were lucky enough, for about a week last year, Google Play had it on free.
Oh, okay.
So you could add it to your, you know, because Google Play, you don't actually download it. You just add it to your playlist.
Yeah.
But so I found when it was on free. So now we can watch it for free whenever we want to now. But if you're, it's one of those movies that she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
Now for me, I mean, if Charlie Brown Christmas is always huge for me.
Okay.
I like some of the more, like The Year Without a Santa Claus and stuff like that. The ones that I used to watch growing up, like with, Burgermeister, Meisterburger,
yes.
You know, and Heat Miser and Cold Miser. You know, I like all of that stuff. I like to see it. And, you know, this year, you know, I've got the family situation has changed, so I have to indoctrinate children into watching some of the old, you know, even stuff like that. I remember growing up, like the Fat Albert Christmas special and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There were so many Christmas specials that got done, and it seems like they just don't get done anymore. There's Christmas episodes, but and it seems like I think if you go on Crave right now, their solution to Christmas specials is to show you the Christmas episodes of the shows they've got.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and that just doesn't quite. That doesn't quite work for me.
Yeah. You know, we had the Bill Murray Christmas special on Netflix last year. There was there's Elves, Takeoff and Landing or something in Landing. That was animated. But you're right. I mean, it seems to be that when the holidays roll around, it's just going back to those old favorites.
Right. And or what's happening is you'll get the newest animated film, which does a short, like when Shrek did Shrek the Halls,
that's
right?
That's right. I forgot about Shrek the Halls.
Yes. So, I mean, that's another thing that they do, too, is like, I think, you know, you'll get the latest, whatever, the latest craze of whatever animated film is out there, and they'll do some kind of a 22-minute special that
right.
they can tag onto something.
So. Yeah.
And now, that being said, I do notice that if you go on to, like, a children's network, like YTV or Treehouse or something like that, there are a whole bunch of specials from like the 80s and 90s that I had no idea existed.
Yeah, yeah. And if you go to W Network, that's where you'll catch your, you know, Love Actually kind of in an endless loop. There's one. Have you ever seen Love Actually?
I have not.
Okay. That's not a bad Christmas movie as well.
Yeah.
Four Christmases, that's a pretty good one too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have not. But there you go. If you have Christmas television practices or traditions that you like to have, like maybe you particular, like, I mean, for me, I can't go Christmas season without watching Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has to be quiet when Linus says lights, please. I'm just saying.
Wow. Okay.
Just saying.
Oh boy, I want to be a fly on the wall at your house. You're like, shut up! I want to hear Linus.
And it's not even that I'm a religious person at all. I'm kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
But still, lights, please. Yeah. Just everybody better be quiet now. I'm just saying.
The elf on the shelf is watching.
Give Linus and his blanket credit here. So there you go. If you have practices or traditions, let us know. Drop them in the comments at tv-eh.com underneath this episode.
Please.
Or you can hit us up on the Twitter or other social media places. In fact, Greg, why don't you tell people where they can hit us up or get in touch with us if they want to?
Sure, yeah. You can find me when I'm not talking to Anthony on the podcast. You can find me at tv-eh.com. The Twitter account is at tv_eh. My own Twitter account, which I don't tend to be using all that much anymore, is at Greg_David. Also, if you go to the TVA website, you can also find links to Instagram and YouTube and Facebook as well. Anthony, how about you?
You can find all the other podcasts that I do at anthonymarco.com. You can find me on Twitter at Anthony Marco. The full name, that's it, all 12 letters. If you want to, if you wish, you can certainly go over to our Patreon page as well, which is Patreon.com/TV_EH. And, chuck us, for the holidays, chuck us over a buck or two.
Sure.
Maybe like listen to the episodes once a week or so and you think, that's worth a dollar to me. And that's all it takes. I mean, it's nice and simple. And you put your credit card in there and then it gets stolen by some syndicate in Singapore and who knows where it goes from there. But at least we get a buck a week. That's all we know.
If you can afford to pay $5 for a coffee, you can afford for a buck for, what is it, 40 minutes of 30 minutes of entertainment.
Oh, and in some cases it goes way longer than that.
That's so true.
And like, it's not even $5 for coffee. It's like $5 for like your minty chocolate frappalappa ding dong chino something, whatever the heck you're drinking. I don't know.
That's right.
Before we go though, I do want to preview our poll.
Please.
Our special poll. It's actually the Festivus poll.
Okay.
You get it? You
put up a poll in
the room. It's like the airing of the grievances.
Yes.
So this is gonna be our special holiday poll, which maybe we'll remember to do again next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will or not, but we will see. So I've taken 10 episode titles, which admittedly were mostly generated from much of the bourbon readings that have been done.
Yes.
I think if you take them all as innuendo, they are a lot funnier.
Oh, for sure.
So here they are. We want to hear your favorite out of these 10 titles that we've used for podcasts this year. And these are in no specific order. You're a precipitous drop-off.
Yeah.
Sweet mouthfeel and the fleshy palate.
It's one of my favorites.
One step up from Tang.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing in honey holes. The oft-quoted hardwood and wicked beaver.
Yes.
Soft woodiness and sweet honeysuckle flair. Buckwheat style nuttiness, supple entry, corn dogs and horn dogs, and hints of orange and mint.
Yeah, so I will put a poll up on the podcast page so that people can vote for these.
And if we get more than 20 votes, I will be shocked.
Yeah, I will too.
Yes, I'm going to vote 20 times. There you go.
Clear those cookies.
Clear those cookies. Hey, that could be
put that in as number 11.
Well, that could be today's title.
Okay.
I was going to use something that reminds me of Sage, but I think I like clear those cookies better. So there you go. So we'll have at least one more episode before the end of the year.
Yes.
But it is Christmas Eve that we should be recording next, technically. So,
well, that's fine.
Maybe
I'm not doing anything
during the day on Christmas Eve. We'll have to see or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
Or is it not Christmas?
No, that'll be Christmas. It'll be Boxing Day.
It'll be Boxing Day. So yeah, that might be okay. It might work.
If you're not out at Limeridge Mall, we can record.
Yes, exactly. I'll try not to be there.
Okay.
With all of my heart and soul.
Okay.
That wraps up another episode for this week. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming.